support provided by Heartland Regional Urgent Care, treating allergies, sore throats, sprains, strains, and more. Open daily from 8 to 8. No appointments necessary. 2250 Reed Station Parkway along Route 13 in Carbondale.
Hello, it's Wednesday, the 22nd day of February. And on today's WSIU Almanac, February 22nd, 1980, the Winter Olympics. Remember this? The U.S. hockey team, made up mostly of college players, beat the Soviet Union to win the gold. 7 years ago, at an auction, a copy of the Actions Comics number one sold for $1 million. The comic introduced us to Superman. Locally, the annual Maple Syrup Festival at Touch of Nature is this weekend. You'll see demonstrations on how to make your own maple syrup, from tapping the sugar maple tree to the final boiling off. Also, craftsmen, artisans, and music as well. And of course, you'll be able to have a breakfast featuring Southern Illinois grown and harvested maple syrup. In early March, the Giant City State Park at the Visitor Center, they're hosting a Trig collection of photographs taken by Charles Hammond. And there will also be a presentation, including a slideshow, talking about Colonel Trigg's contributions to the natural beauty of Southern Illinois. On the SIU Carbondale campus, the SIU Department of Public Safety has developed a mobile app for students, faculty, and staff to use when they want to walk with an escort on campus. Black History Month activities are ongoing at the SIU Carbondale campus. Tonight's program is Design Your Own App in Building A of the Engineering Department. Tonight's hands-on event is sponsored by Minorities in Computer Science and the SIUCE Department of Computer Science. And that's your Wednesday WSIU Almanac. Today is the 22nd day of February. Have a good day. This is your WSIU Almanac for February the 22nd. In 1879, on this day, the first Woolworth store opened in Utica, New York. The Woolworth store would go on to become an American institution until the summer of 1997. And happy birthday, number 42, to Drew Barrymore. Locally, Touch of Nature is hosting an education conference next month for students and educators in the environmental fields. The Student Experiential Environmental Education Conference is set for March 10th through the 12th. In addition to various seminars on creating awareness of nature and climate change, the conference will also give you ideas for eclipse activities to use in the classroom. And here is Steve Garippi, environmental educator at Touch of Nature.
Oftentimes in our culture, people think that environmental education is something that was done in the 60s and 70s and doesn't exist anymore. And that's not the case. It's a flourishing profession and goes on all over the world still. So we've created a conference to bring students, SIU and other students, we're reaching out in the multi-state area, and non-formal educators like myself who work in experiential and environmental education, informal classroom educators, and bring them all together for a conference to work together to continue the struggle environmental education in Southern Illinois and beyond.
If you like trivia, March 11th, you and your team can compete and support Murfreesboro's Sally Logan Public Library. And that's your February 22nd WSIU Almanac. Enjoy your Wednesday.